Okay, so here's what I really want to get to. That if you look at history through kind of a wide-angle lens, not through a 24-hour news cycle lens, but through a long-term, big-picture way of looking at it, from Isaac Newton to the Trinity explosion, there's a process. There's scientific materialism wins. Okay? And also, and let me not pony punches or sugarcoat anything, European colonialism wins. Okay? After the Trinity explosion, things start to change. Not drastically or radically, but slowly, but in a very measurable way. And the problems of science and technology become more obvious. And starting with pollution, the worst kind of pollution, nuclear fallout, and the dangers of radiation. There are a lot of horrible stories about what happened before people knew radiation was dangerous. And the radium girls who worked on a factory that made glow-in-the-dark watches, and they'd casually put some uranium on their faces as makeup. And most of them died a horrible death. It was very bad. And there's just so many stories of how people didn't know radiation was dangerous, and they died. And nuclear fallout becomes a big issue. But you also see something else after World War II. All of the European empires collapse. Every single one. The French used to dominate Indochina and Africa, and they collapse. The British Empire collapses. The Portuguese used to have colonies, and that dies after World War II. And, obviously, after the Trinity explosion. It is as though some policy decisions were made at the highest possible levels. And again, I don't ask anybody to believe any of this, but just entertain the idea that if there were beings a higher level above us running the world behind the scenes, it seems as though they made some changes directly after the atomic bomb. Suddenly, science doesn't win all the time. It's not the answer to everything. And technology kind of stagnates. And you also see a very fascinating phenomena. You see the resurrection of indigenous nations all over the world. And that literally all over the world. Whether it be African countries becoming independent, whether it be Asian countries becoming independent, whether it be Native American tribes becoming very much more recognized and acknowledged, you see a surge in people who are not European colonialists coming back into power and relevance and self-determination. I am going to posit that's not an accident. That seems to be a policy decision that was made by somebody at some level. And I don't mean humans. I'm not alleging a conspiracy theory. I'm going above that and saying that whomsoever they are, the secret chiefs or the ascended masters or you know, whatever you want to call the archangels, the archdemons, whatever you want to call them, seemed to make a decision that after the Trinity bomb, things are going to be different. And you see the rise of environmentalism. I mean, a concept that literally did not exist in any really significant way previously. Teddy Roosevelt, made national parks, but the idea that we have to control pollution because it might kill everybody, that wasn't around. And then suddenly it is around. And nuclear disarmament. And the whole concept that maybe science and technology have gone too far, suddenly, and the whole Gaia idea, you know, all of these things start to emerge. And that's a very different program than where the world was headed pre-Trinity, okay? And yes, I'm kind of hanging on that because I think there's some truth to that. That when we split the atom, I was a codefendant, but we may have gone too far. And whoever restrains us may have decided, okay, it's time for the other side to be more important and relevant. And along with all of this, you start to see the rise of the phenomena. You start to see the UFO contactees. You start to see just people having more experiences. And one might say the veil starts to thin. Now, obviously there's, in one sense, a continuity. The people have always seen strange things in the sky. People have always interacted with non-human entities. Spiritualism was a whole huge thing before this time. But I feel there's a real definite change in how things go after the atomic bomb goes off. And you start to see a rise of pre-monotheistic spirituality. You start to see a rise of more earth-centered activities like crop circles. You start to see things that didn't exist before appearing more frequently. Yes, you can go back and research Bigfoot, you know, as far back as you want to go. But there's a surge after World War II. And it's like the veil has thinned. And it seems, now this is just my speculation, just my theory, that whomsoever is in charge, I'll just call them the Adjustment Bureau, giving full credit to Philip K. Dick, that they seem to have made a decision that from roughly the time of Isaac Newton to roughly the time of the Trinity bomb, that we're going to shelter rationalist, materialist, scientific paradigm so that they can develop high technology. But now they've gone far enough and we're going to start to open the veil. And again, these things don't happen instantly at all. You have to look at it as a very slow motion, like camera, you know, the vision has to be gradual. Everything that happens, I'm talking, happens gradually. But it does happen. And the New Age develops. And people begin to abandon the monotheistic religions. Now, not all at once, obviously, but gradually. And this is quite widespread. the spiritual but not religious mentality is very popular these days, and the mainstream churches are almost disappearing. So let that be your guide. You know, the Church of England, you know, is, to be blunt, dying out. Those were institutions that were highly important during the time period between Isaac Newton and Trinity. And, you know, to me, ask yourself why that is. You know, why particularly are suddenly people becoming pagan again? When their family hasn't been pagan for 1,500 years, but suddenly they're pagan. And that's not in any disrespect to the many pagans that I know and who are my friends. But it just, it's a thing nowadays. And that wasn't a thing in 1940, okay? And there is a change taking place in the world. I think to some degree we can all feel it. And Barbara Fisher of Six Degrees of John Keel has commented on this, that somewhere around 2015 or thereabouts, things started to change, and it seemed like the veil started to thin. And I will predict that the veil continues to thin, and the veil may be removed completely. And that, to me, is something that involves whatever's going on with UFO disclosure. And yes, you know, maybe I'm just being a sucker, biting on the latest trend with this guy that, you know, was talking about crashed UFOs and alien bodies. Maybe. Or maybe, which I'm not endorsing, I'm just saying I keep an open mind. But maybe we're being revealed something. And that is kind of where I'm going to let this go. But I think times have changed. And they've changed probably like 80 years ago. But the effects are being felt now. That consensus reality is going to change. And maybe it's going to change back to what it was in medieval and pre-medieval times. And maybe people really saw all those things. Maybe this stuff actually happened. Maybe people weren't just more gullible and more ignorant in the past. Maybe the phenomena was just more pronounced and more out there. And like a centaur might run up next to you. And that might happen, you know. And then, for some reason, that stopped happening. But maybe it's going to start happening again. And make of that what you will. But that's kind of how I see the world right now. In any event, thank you very much for listening. This has been The Weird Part. I am your host, Vincent Trewell. Thank you, and good night.